Hobby challenged his conviction, arguing that one juror did not agree with the guilty verdict from a trial in Ketchikan in March of 2007. When Superior Court Judge Larry Zervis polled the jury on their decision, he asked each whether they believed him guilty of the second-degree murder charge. Hobby did not testify during his trial. One juror responded she did agree with the verdict, unless Hobby would say what he was doing at the time of the crime. Zervis then instructed that juror that Hobby was not obliged to testify. Following the trial, the same juror called Zervis and wrote him a letter saying she felt pressured to reach that guilty verdict and should have held firm to her belief that Hobby was not guilty. Hobby's attorney asked the judge to throw out the conviction and hold a new trial. However, Zervis decided not to consider that letter and ruled the verdict would stand with no retrial. In his appeal, Hobby argued that Zervis should have questioned the juror separately from the rest of the jury, but the court ruled that Hobby did not make that point at the time and denied the argument. The appeals court also agreed that the judge could not consider the juror's subsequent letter. The court pointed out that the juror twice told Zervis that she agreed with the guilty verdict and ruled that the judge was correct in disregarding the juror's comment about Hobby testifying. The appeals court also ruled against Hobby's contention that the 85-year prison sentence he received was excessive. Hobby argued he should have received a sentence closer to that given to the other two defendants in the case. As for those other two men, Tom Lyons was sentenced to 10 years with three suspended after reaching a plea agreement with the prosecution. That was on a charge of criminally negligent homicide. And Tom Evenson pleaded no contest to a charge of assault and was sentenced to 8 years in prison with three suspended after two separate trials without a verdict. Diane Wendlandt, an assistant attorney general for the Department of Law's Office of Special Prosecutions and Appeals, argued the state's case before the appeals court. She says the state is pleased with this month's decision. Hobby's attorney, assistant public defender Renee McFarland, had no comment on the appeals court decision and said she had not yet spoken with her client about petitioning the state Supreme Court to hear the appeal. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.